WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hours after flames swept through an assisted living center in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston, we have learned that 9 people were killed in that fire. 5 firefighters also hospitalized. They have non-life-threatening injuries. Heavy rains in Texas Hill Country hampering search efforts for the more than 160 people still listed as missing after the July 4th flooding. ABC's Maria Villarreal is in Kerrville, Texas.
The area where I'm standing right now, along the banks of the Guadalupe River, this was submerged completely by flood waters just 10 days ago. But this morning, there is lightning, thunder, and rain all around us, meaning those recovery efforts could slow down once again here in Texas.
President Trump meeting today with the head of NATO to talk about resuming weapons shipments to Ukraine. The president sending letters to Mexico and the European Union over the weekend, saying 30% tariffs will kick in August 1st, but discussions continue trying to work out deals with both trading partners before the deadline. This is ABC News.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Tuition will rise for students in the universities of Wisconsin system. At a meeting yesterday, UW system regents voted unanimously to increase tuition by up to 5% across the board. The system is dealing with cuts from the National Institutes of Health, the biggest public funder of research in the world, plus cuts from the Trump administration and a small increase in the state budget. But as UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says, the budget also includes hiring limits.
This legislation poses quite significant challenge for us. We would become a potential poaching ground quickly, and we would be unable to recruit in some of the very high needs areas that we all view as a priority.
UW System President Jay Rothman says UW is still the most affordable public university system in the Midwest. Even then, Wisconsin ranks 44th in the nation for state higher education funding.
This was a difficult recommendation for me to make as well, because we're trying to balance understanding that the state supports one-fifth of our budget, about 20%. There was a time that it supported close to 44% of our budget. And as that funding has gone down for reasons that, you know, notwithstanding the increase that we got this time, that's simply the fact. And tuition has become a bigger portion of our revenue.
This is the third year in a row that students within the UW system will see a tuition increase. At the flagship university, UW-Madison, students will now pay about $12,200 for tuition. They'll start seeing that jump in the next semester. For more stories from the Madison area and from all over Wisconsin, head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Bucks lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks losing to the L.A. Clippers, 106-91 in summer league action. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he's had any contact with Giannis after all the roster changes they've made.
We talk to Giannis all the time. I'll go visit him after summer league. You know, there's a reason we don't really speculate or talk about any of this stuff ever. Entirely focused on our job. Our job is to build the best team that we can, present that to him, present the vision and the plan, and go and kick ass in the next season.
Baseball, the Brewers drafting 5 new players, 3 pitchers, 2 infielders. The draft continues today. Milwaukee beat the Nationals 8-1 to complete a 3-game sweep heading into the All-Star break. But Sal Frelick suffering a hamstring injury after sliding to catch a pop fly in foul territory.
You know, his hamstrings last week, he was feeling it a little bit and cautious and got treated for it. And then when he slid, he felt like it got worse. We recommended he come out of the game.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s with a few scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
The John and Gordy Show.
You know, the thing is, once you tell everybody that it's Trump's tariffs, everybody gets angry and mad, and they're against it.
Well,
it's because it's a dumb idea.
Yes.
My God, it has nothing to do with the Trump name. The we name. Don't care. It's a stupid idea. We're paying the higher prices.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8, on 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild is in the guest host seat with me on Monday. We keep you up to date. Who's out and who's in? Is it Bongino and Patel or Bondi at the DOJ?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I want to say thank you, because it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
President Trump promised to end the wars. He promised to release the Epstein files. Did anyone really think the sexual predator president who used to party with Jeffrey Epstein was going to release the Epstein files?
Oh.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, Senator Ossoff. And we begin with a big bag of rats. Wow. Does Dan Bongino show up at work this morning?
We'll
no.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Fight, 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 big bag of rats.
Yeah. We have a shortened one because we're going to need it so much. I think the entire show is going to be a bag of rats.
Yeah, I think
Don't
so.
Don't you think?
Yeah, well,
okay.
You know.
Keep your finger on that button, Bella. Wow. 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 I don't even know where to start. So you think Dan Bongino was over his man baby tantrum?
We'll find
his
out.
Whiny baby tantrum. He screamed at Pam Bondi. You stormed out. Didn't go to work Friday. Because, you know, as you remember, it's all been so much for him anyway. Because he has to get up at like 7:30. And
oh,
it's
my God.
Awful. He has to be away from his wife who's divorcing him. And
right.
It's very, very hard already.
I can't imagine why his wife would want to divorce him.
I know.
He's a bit of a hothead.
God, I can't. Holy cow. How long was Trump's social media post on?
Yeah.
He went all Britney fan about Kristi Noem.
Yeah.
That was all caps. Let Pam Bondi do her job. She's great.
Leave her alone. You're lucky she even performed for you bastards.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, alone. And Kristi Noem. Leave the puppy killer alone.
Right.
What has she ever done to you? Poor puppies. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This is like, MAGA is really imploding in real time. They did not take kindly to his very lengthy truth. So
no, they
the
did
maggots
not.
The did not take kindly to his
post. They had a whole convention this weekend where they...
Ooh. Oh, and we have a perfect political strategist, Rachel Bitticoff, on the show today.
Wait.
Steve Bannon says... Cue rats, please. They're going to lose, what do you say, 10% at least of the MAGA base, and they're going to lose the House and the Senate. And
yeah.
Fight, 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 big!
Bag of rats! This is what Rachel writes about. Negative.
Yes.
We need to get better at using negative partisanship.
Absolutely.
Right? No more gloves on.
Oh.
Yeah. No, it's why I love what Senator Ossoff said. AOC is saying it. Right? I mean, AOC said, torch Trump in an ex post, calling him a rapist, because he is.
Yeah.
You cannot get sued for that. He is an adjudicated rapist. By the way, E. Jean Carroll, call us.
Yeah.
E. Jean Carroll can do. She's a fan. She's high.
I know.
Hi, E. Jean. Come on on. Come on in. Okay. Calling him a rapist. She said, wow, who would have thought electing a rapist would have complicated the release of the Epstein files? I want to welcome the maggots into the land of We Are Not Boo Boo the Fool up in here.
Oh.
Seriously?
I don't think they're going to be listening to this show.
Quote unquote, died on Trump's watch.
Yeah.
And they aren't releasing the files, right, even though it is making their party implode. Why do you think? Because he's in it. He's the only one in 7,000 videos and photos with Jeffrey Epstein, blah, right, blah. And so now it looks like, you know, he's dangled a pardon before for Lane Maxwell, and it looks like she's angling for a pardon. That's the thing I'm afraid of, well, is that suddenly all the, you know, Trump and Republicans' names are going to suddenly oddly be disappeared, like Jeffrey Epstein was.
Here's what I'm afraid of.
Like, she's obviously not going to get a pardon unless, right, she says, oh, of course Trump's not in it, right? Right.
Here's what I'm afraid of. They're using this time to stall in, yeah, order to figure out a way to remove his name,
yes,
from that list.
Of course. Of course they would have released it.
Exactly.
By the way, I'm sorry. I buried the lead. Apparently Hillary and Obama wrote the Epstein file. That's, yeah, the latest thing, uh-huh, of the files that don't exist. The, right, war on Pam Bondi's desk, but they don't exist now. They do exist, but Hillary... Okay, I thought someone was... when they told me this, but... All right, I can't read all of it, but wow, this is a very long statement from the bassinet of the 47th.
Well,
Oh, can I have Sarah Palin, guys and gals? Thanks. What's going on with my boys and in some cases my gals? It's in here, guys and gals.
Palin guys.
Yeah, he went all guys and gals.
Yeah.
He went, never go full Sarah Palin. What's going on with my boys and in some cases gals? Oh, dear. They're all... Is it Palin guys and gals? Just guys and gals?
It's Palin guys and gals.
Okay.
Used to be.
They're all going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's doing a fantastic job. This did not play well in Maggot World. We're all in one team, Mega, and I don't like what's happening. We have a perfect administration. Talk of the world. Oh, we're the talk of the world.
Guys and gals.
Okay. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Aforementioned guys and gals.
Oh, boy.
And selfish people, that's in quotes, I don't know what that means, are trying to hurt it all over a guy who never dies. I mean, I killed him once. Oops. I mean, he died.
He didn't really say that.
It was at the
you
stop
added
bubble.
That.
Okay. Technically, Bill Barr.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Happened on his watch. Okay. For years, it's Epstein over and over again. Oh, is this the new Russia?
Uh-huh.
Why are we giving publicity to files written by Obama, crooked Hillary? What? Okay. Do you? Okay. I don't. Comey, Brennan.
Well.
And the losers and criminals of the Biden administration who conned the world with the Russia. Oh, God. Here we go again. Just like they created the fake Hillary Clinton Christopher Steele dossier. Not fake.
Not fake.
That they used on me, and now my so-called friends are playing right into their hands. I can't read the whole thing. It's this long.
My so-called friends?
Uh-huh. Cash Patel, the FBI must be focused on investigating the rigged and stolen election of 2020.
Did he spell it Stalin?
Can you please stop talking about this cake? Oh, my God. He's... Wow. Okay. Instead of spending month after month looking at nothing but the same old radical left-inspired documents on Jeffrey Epstein. So wait a minute. So let me just review, Chris. So Hillary wrote them, but also only Bill Clinton is in them?
Right.
That seems weird.
I was going to say, why would she put her own husband in
the
Epstein files?
Weird. It's almost like something needs to make sense and be a MAGA conspiracy.
Conspiracies never make sense.
Let Pam Bondi do her job. She's great. The 2020 election was...
Please stop talking about that car!
God. Instead of... Where else? Oh, blah, 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 blah. And they're trying to do the same thing in 2024, are we? That'd be fantastic.
No.
Oh, we tried to do the same thing in 2024. Oh, I see. We tried to Stalin the election in 24, but we... Apparently
we
failed.
Were bad at it.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay. That's what she was looking into as AG, and much more 1 year ago. Our country was dead. It's now the hottest country anywhere in the world. Yes,
because of climate change.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course, yes. Let's keep it that way and not waste time and energy on Jeffrey Epstein. Someone no one cares about. Thank you for your attention to this matter.
Oh, nobody cares about it? I believe everybody at Talking Point USA over the weekend cared about it.
Oh, wow.
And those were his biggest supporters.
Wow. Can I just say, that's the most panicky, hysterical trough ever. And it went on for several more pages. Yeah, The headline is Trump gets ratioed by his own Truth Social followers over Epstein post.
Can you get ratioed on Truth Social? I thought they prevented that.
The thing he paid for.
Right.
No, he didn't pay for it. Other people did. Whatever. Okay. Trump tried to shut down growing chatter about the Jeffrey Epstein files. It didn't just fall flat. It exploded in his face. In a rare and telling moment, the president got ratioed on the very social platform he owns, Truth Social, by the very MAGA loyalists he once could count on to amplify every post. So it's not just the vocal MAGA influencers aren't buying it. It's the very rabble he loves to rouse who are calling bull.
Uh-huh.
Oh, rubes. So many rubes.
Rubes.
But they're not rubing for him anymore. Wow.
Rubes. Yeah. So many rubes.
So many.
Rubes. Please, no rubes.
Has he actually panicked enough that he's going to let Ukraine have weapons? Is that what's happening today?
Yeah.
I don't know. Even I think he's been, like, humiliated by Putin, so now to look tough, I'm like, hell, whatever.
You know,
whatever gets you through
right.
the night, great. You accidentally are doing the right thing because it's about your ego now.
We tried to tell him.
And to try to distract from this growing Epstein thing.
Right. We tried to tell him, don't trust Putin.
Right.
He's like, F you.
Right.
I'm going to trust Putin.
He's
then
mean.
He trusted Putin, and now he's...
I just, I'm enjoying the social medias this morning.
Well,
Mike says, maybe I'm weird, but I kind of think Trump's people editing Jeffrey Epstein jail footage and mysteriously leaving out chunks of time is a bigger scandal than CBS editing a Kamala answer for clarity.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's been modified? Okay.
You can tell in the metadata, and Pam Bondi seems to be surprised that
right.
something called metadata exists.
Yes. Hmm. Rokana said, why are the Epstein files still hidden? Who are the rich and powerful being protected on Tuesday? That's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm introducing an amendment to force a vote demanding the full Epstein files be released to the public. The speaker must call a vote and put every Congress member on record. Oh, fight, 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 fight. Call your Congress people. Chris, do you feel like if some names are, sharpied out, that will be at all suspicious, or will that just people will be like, oh?
Redacted for her pleasure.
Right, right. It's redacted for her pleasure. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so we have Rachel Bitticoff and we have Rude Pundit today, but both sorely needed.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Okay. I don't even know what more to say about. So we've had our first death out here. You heard a guy was taken off life support. It was the raid on the farm. Mm-hmm. He fell onto some scaffolding or something. And it was just so, you know, this is a new level of it where, I mean, obviously people visited Alligator Auschwitz on Friday. Oh, by the way, I heard Bob Seska, who I never disagree with. But we're going to make up sex now because he doesn't want to use that name because of the real victims of Auschwitz. And because they're like, oh, until someone dies, I'm like, well, wait for it. Someone's already been hospitalized. Don't you think that's the point of this, keeping them in these kind of conditions? And sorry, Auschwitz wasn't Auschwitz. They didn't start with killing. And I'm sorry, as the proud daughter of a Nuremberg prosecutor, I proudly coined the name Alligator Auschwitz. Because you know what? Alcatraz implies it's a prison, which means they are charged with crimes, have due process. What is this you just handed me, Chris?
What did I? Oh God!
Hundreds held
now?
In the Florida camp have no criminal charges. I mean, Debbie Wasserman Schultz called it an internment camp. I'll listen to George Takei, who was in an internment camp. It's at the very least an internment camp. But so if we wait for the first death to call it a concentration camp, someone made the distinction to me on social media. They said it's not Auschwitz because that was outside of Germany. They tried to hide that. They were saying this is really Donald's Dachau because Hitler was proud of Dachau and had flyers for it. All this stuff you're seeing. Did you see the white people taking pictures in front of Alligator Alcatraz? As someone said, it has all the vibes of people, you know, bringing a picnic to a lynching, right? I mean, it's what is that line from, what do you call it? Absence of malice. Where do I go to get my reputation back? Like, where do we go to get our humanity back? People cheering. Crossing the border, illegal, it's a misdemeanor. Chris, like a traffic fine or something.
Yeah.
We don't have the death penalty for that. We don't have death by alligator. And this is just getting hundreds of immigrants with no criminal charges in the U.S. are being held at the detention facility in Florida. Officials have characterized the place where vicious and deranged psychopaths are sent before they get deported. Do we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Cut 10 was there.
These detainees are living in cages. The pictures that you've seen don't do it justice. They are essentially packed into cages, wall-to-wall humans, 32 detainees per cage. They essentially drink, they get their drinking water, and they brush their teeth where they poop in the same unit.
If that's okay in your name, I don't know what to tell you. And you could, Maxwell Frost was saying that, you know, you can hear people screaming, help me, I'm a U.S. citizen. Yeah. In some cases, they're citizens. I mean, thank God for this judge that said, no, you can't racially profile. But we can tell you that from living out here. They're snatching people because they're brown.
Exactly.
That's illegal if anyone cares about such things anymore. So
they're snatching people because they have an accent.
Yes, yes. That, we'll see what happens with this now. And then, Tom Hoback said he misspoke. Well, he always misspeaks. You can't understand
exactly
what he's saying.
How can you tell if he misspeaks?
Exactly. Exactly.
He's got marbles in his mouth.
Yes, mumbles. From the, which movie is it? Dick Tracy? Mumbles. The Dustin Hoffman
or
character.
Mushmouth.
Yeah,
from,
right.
From
pick your whatever.
Fat Albert.
Pick your non-enunciator. All right. Rude is particularly rude this week.
He
and
is.
I look forward to his... I wonder if he was like a little rude pundit when he was like in grade school, because he is just rude.
Well, he weaves a tapestry of profanity.
Of rudeness.
Yeah.
Okay, he joins us next, 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Quince.
Oh, yes, they're good.
Oh, I'm telling you what, boy,
it's
howdy. Favorite, it's linen. I don't know. It's from some old Jim Ward bit. We don't know. Quince. I'm telling you, like half the price of similar brands. They have such great stuff. If you want to refresh your closet, right? This is where Quince comes in. Their clothes are timeless, 100% European linen. Oh my God. Tops. I love that top. Starting at just $30. Washable silk dresses and skirts, soft cotton sweaters. Everything is half the cost of similar brands. They work directly with top artisans, cut out the middleman. Quince gives you the luxury without the markup. And they also work with factories that use safe, ethical, responsible manufacturing practices, premium fabrics and finishes. Give your summer closet an upgrade with Quince. Go to quince.com/Stephanie for free shipping on your order. And 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service. Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? The name and number of your vet, maybe? The code to your alarm system? Think about the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. That's NOKBOX. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Each knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you'll need to manage your estate when you're gone, from your future funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, and the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to TheKnockbox.com. Use that code Stephanie. That is TheKnockbox.com. And the code is Stephanie to get that 16% off. Stay calm and get organized today. TheKnockbox.com. Don't forget, type in that code, Stephanie.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks, too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Win a pair of Brewers tickets from 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling. See the Brew Crew take on the Cubs with John and Gordy July 29th at AmFam Field.
One lucky listener will win a pair of tickets and sit next to us.
Is that a good thing, really?
Not only that, the food and drinks are on us.
Get to WMDXRadio.com to enter Cubs and Brewers with John and Gordy at AmFam Field.
Meet you at the ballpark.
Sponsored by 92.7 WMDX and Down Prince Distilling.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Kyle says new Gallup poll, significant majority, 79%. That's almost 80%.
Yes, I've heard.
Respondents said immigration is a good thing in the U.S. today. They share the share who said it's a bad thing dropped from 32% last year to 17% this year. I guess that's a silver lining. That whatever you voted for, people are like, not this. By the way, to my point about Alligator Auschwitz, Micah said inmates at Alligator Alcatraz are being given color-coded wristbands with a number. Read that again and then tell me it doesn't sound familiar. As I keep pointing out, they didn't start with the killing at concentration camps. It started just like this, if you read a book about Germany. And Covey with what we opened with. So the Epstein files were on Pam Bondi's desk, then they don't exist, and now they exist, but they were written by Obama and Hillary. I don't even think maggots are buying this. No,
it's... no, they're not.
No, they are not. Are we on Dan Bongino hissy fit watch to see if he shows up for work?
We are.
I mean, it's not 7:30. Oh, it is 7:30 there, so oh my God. It's
oh
just,
my
it's
God.
So, it's, now that's a crime against humanity. He has to get up at 7:30. It's not particularly a thing for us.
Yeah.
Hi, Anita in San Antonio. Hello.
Good morning. You know, I had to change into my Chris is Right shirt.
What?
I don't get much wear these days.
Yes.
But I don't think Dan Bongino is going to quit.
No.
I think he's just trying to save face because he's been promoting this Epstein conspiracy for years.
They did this to themselves.
Exactly.
Right. He and Bondi and what's his name, Patel and Trump. They campaigned on it.
They all campaigned on it.
I mean, it kills me, Anita.
Yeah,
this is the deal breaker for MAGA. This is it. This is the only thing.
Well, this is the central tenet of that of their of really MAGA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
So that's why this is just completely, their heads are exploding because Donald Trump promised them he was going to expose all this.
Yeah.
And now, and they believed that Democrats had this pedophile cabal probably run by Hillary Clinton out of a pizza parlor somewhere.
Yeah.
And now they don't, you know. He's
yeah.
just, and how is he going to, how are they even going to rewrite it? Because
yeah.
he's already said that it was written by Obama and Hillary and Brennan
yeah.
and Comey.
Yeah, no, it's, you know what, it's red meat for MAGA, but yeah. it's maggot-infested red meat. Even they're not buying the old moldy Hillary
it's,
did it.
Yeah, it's
fine.
A problem of their own creation.
Yep. 29 minutes after the hour, Rude Pundit next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that 4-year college degree we typically look for. Give you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
At the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
covering up. They are just reproducing and spreading the conspiracy theory and the anxiety about why this is happening. But you don't have to blame some shadowy deep state. Donald Trump and Pam Bondi are the ones who've got the power to release the Epstein files. So they're the closest thing we've got to the deep state right now.
Thank you, Jamie Raskin. Why? Look who's here.
Hey, Ruth, don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, Max out and let Fred in.
Remember, hey, Ruth, to let a joke about farts. Yes. Then you can start to make it better, better, better.
Hi. Hi, Ruth.
Howdy.
You know, you always put at least one image in my head that I will never, ever get out. And your new piece, The MAGA Meltdown Over Jeffrey Epstein, is the stupid climax they deserve. You said FBI Director Kash Patel, who always looks like someone who just told him he's got flesh-eating bacteria on his... And I can't say the specific thing, but it's not. It's a the thing in between. But anyway,
perineum. You can say perineum.
That's a
medical term.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Okay. Perineum.
I mean, they say it in...
Brundle.
They say it in, like, medicine commercials.
That he does have those eyes, like the doctor. He's like, wait, doctor, I have you. What am I? Oh my god!
Yeah, just always. sorry for radio listeners. I just did wide eyes.
Yeah. Wide eye. Kash Patel.
A la Kash Patel.
Which are Betty Davis size times 11 billion.
Right.
There is some shadow for deliciousness, I have to say. This is just apparently the thing that is the bag of rats that is finally eating the MAGA base, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I only because I promised, I have to say, this is quite the Epstink.
Oh, hey! I see what you
that's funny.
Did there. Okay.
Yeah. Now I want that to become the name of the scandal.
I mean, here's the thing. I know it's easy to make fun, and they brought this on themselves, but we're talking about little girls that got raped systematically for years. And as you were saying, it's only because, for whatever reason, they were, I think, sold the BS that this is all Democrats. Yeah. That any Democrat that goes against Trump, I think, as you said, obviously, you know, children and drinks their blood. And you're like, oh, I wish I was kidding. But, I mean, no wonder he went back to Hillary, because now we're back to Pizzagate, right?
Well, they actually do say that there are some Republicans involved, you know, the Republicans that are also part of the deep state. In other words, it's a way of just portraying everyone that opposes Trump as a child sexual predator and possibly a child murderer. And they and now they've discovered, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, not all either. It was all made up all along, and there were never Epstein files.
Yeah.
Or the other possibility is, that the Epstein files contain a lot about Trump. And, either way, it is making their brains break down.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, and the fact that, you know, they're saying Ghislaine Maxwell's ready to talk, I'm like, either she's going to get Epstein'd or, you know, if she does get pardoned, of course she's going to say, oh, no, Trump's not in here. Everybody else but him, right?
Yeah, but if she's put under oath and to testify, because, if you're pardoned, you're supposed to be able to testify about the things that you were pardoned about. And she lies under oath, well, then that's perjury, but I don't know. I guess they would pardon her again. I don't know.
Can I just say, too, I'd heard it was not so fun fact, but the Jeffrey Epstein's brother had once said that Jeffrey Epstein told him, if I ever said everything I know about Trump, like, they'd call off the election, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that Trump's blow up. If you look at Trump in interviews, there was an interview. So I wrote this piece on his obsession with the Epstein files. I mean, it was a major thing on his show over and over and over again. And one of the things, one of the last things that he did before he becoming deputy director of the FBI was he talked about this interview Trump did with an MIT professor, which just is hilarious to say. And where Trump said, kept saying things like, he made it like Trump was saying, oh, yes, I'm going to release the Epstein files. I'm going to release the list of clients. But he kept saying things without being prompted. I never went to the island. I never went to the island. And, you know, I'm not in there. Like, nobody's asking about you, dude. Why do you keep saying that?
Yeah.
It's like every time he acts like he's been cornered and he has to defend himself. And it's like, I never went to Epstein Island t-shirt, you know, seems to cause more questions than it answers.
Well, yeah. And
kind of thing.
Dobie says, here comes Ghislaine Maxwell angling for a pardon because pardoning a child trafficker will make Trump look super duper spotless. Mm-hmm. It's like he's in a, you know, orange mime box of his own making. They don't know how to get out of this, right? Because it's not, they can't blame Democrats or the media. This is their base that's screaming, right?
And you know, the thing that I think needs to be said is that the obsession on how Epstein might bring down Democrats has, as you point out, take away from the actual horrific things that Epstein did and that Ghislaine Maxwell did, and all of these people did. And instead of becomes this political weapon. And so I'm sorry, you know, watching them melt down over this, having invested so much, that it wasn't just that Trump wasn't going to reveal things, that Trump was specifically there to bring down this cabal of child rapists, that he was endowed with some kind of mystical ability, that he was going to be the one to do it.
Yep.
And Bongino was one of the biggest proponents of that. And I kind of wish I'd been there to see his face when that FBI Justice Department report came out saying, there's no list. No, there's no list.
Yeah.
And just to see, you know, just to watch the reality just smack him in the face like a frying pan of who he was involved with and who he had fronted for all these years.
Yeah. I loved your post, and then they came for Rosie O'Donnell. Add that to the poem. I mean, that's the problem. You know, it's just like, oh, it's just crap that Trump says. But, you know, the problem is he's doing stuff like the vindictive stuff like this. I mean, Aaron Rupar said, as you retweeted, every Republican goes on the Sunday show should be pressed to denounce this illegal and authoritarian proclamation from the president. And none of this, I didn't read the tweet bolt. I mean, it's just there is a new level, right? He said, because of the fact that Rosie O'Donnell is not in the best interests of our great country, I'm giving serious consideration to taking away her citizenship. She's a threat to humanity and should remain in the wonderful country of Ireland if they want her. God bless America. I mean, first of all, can I tell you something as a comic? What you don't do is come for a world-class comic and think you're not going to get it. He's not going to shut this heckler down, because her response was chef's kiss, right?
Oh yeah, her response was awesome, and and involved Epstein.
Yes. Oh my God, she wrote just to, you know, model the resistance for all y'all. She said, the president of the USA is always the hate of the fact that I see him for who he is, a criminal, con man, sexual abusing liar out to harm the nation to serve himself. This is why I moved to Ireland. He's a dangerous old soulless man with dementia who lacks empathy, compassion, and basic humanity. I stand in direct opposition to all he represents. So do millions of others. You're going to deport all of us who stand against your evil tendency. You are a bad joke and can't even form a coherent sentence. Here you go, drunken heckler. Yep. And then she just said, hey, Donald, you rattled again 18 years later, and I still live rent-free in that collapsing brain of yours. You call me a threat to humanity, but I'm everything you fear, a loud woman, a queer woman, a mother who tells the truth, an American who got out of the country before you set it ablaze. I mean, bam, right?
And think about what the moronic thinking that's going on with Trump, where somebody told him, well, you know, you have the authority to do whatever you want as long as it's a threat. You know, you claim it's a threat to humanity or a threat to the nation or a threat to foreign policy.
Yeah.
You can just do whatever you want. Just say that. And Trump being the colossal idiot that he is, saying, well, you know what? I'm going to use that against somebody I don't like, Rosie O'Donnell. And it's like, dude, first of all, you know, Rosie O'Donnell is doing her thing. She does stand-up comedy now. She appears on she does acting gigs. But it's like, dude, that was the 90s or the 80s at best, where most people gave a damn about what Rosie O'Donnell is doing and Rosie O'Donnell's effect on things.
Yep.
Just sad. You know what I'm sad about?
Hmm.
Rosie O'Donnell, I'm going to be at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in August.
I did that.
Yes.
Yes.
You did that?
Yes, I played the nurse in Streetcar Named Desire. In addition to Lucy and Your Good Man Charlie Brown, what else? Holly in An Uncommon Women and Others. It was quite a tour de force.
That's considered Fringe?
It was the, you know, USC. We went to the Fringe Festival. Anyway,
okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
So that's very cool.
It's not fringe because that's not what it means, right? The fringe doesn't mean like fringe plays. It's just that's what they call it.
Yeah, no, colleges bring stuff there all the time. No, you're absolutely right. Okay. But Rosie O'Donnell's doing a show there.
Oh, wow.
And unfortunately, it's at the exact same time as my show.
Aww.
Oh, no.
Damn.
And she's stopping one day before I have a day off. And it's like, ah.
Aww. No. I would tell you to give her a big kiss from the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
So you said, so it's evil to ask if anything more could have been done to prevent the tragedy in Texas. But I guess it's fine to be so at governance on the federal, state, and local level that the floods were so tragic. This ghoul. Yeah, they're all ghouls. As you said, the thing that comes through again and again, this administration is full of savages. I don't know what else to call it. Just this whole, every time we have a weekend, three-day news cycle. But as I was mentioning, Rude, we had our first person die here from one of the ICE raids. They took him off life support yesterday. I mean, this cannot get more serious. What, you know, and you knew that it was going to happen.
And the fact that there is not a moment where they can say we can do better or we messed up. You know, they were down in Texas. There were officials saying this was a perfect action by the federal government. The federal government has never been better in how they reacted to a disaster as they have reacted to this floods. And we know that's not true. We know that Kristi Noem shut down the call centers for people reporting emergencies the day after the disaster happened.
Thank you.
You know?
Took 3 days to respond. Took till Monday to respond from FEMA on the national level. Ted Cruz is one of the person that wrote into the bill the money for the, you know, early warning systems and all that. I mean, all the way on down, Root. I saved a few just from, you know, this weekend. Here are several transcripts of the FUBAR meetings in Kerr County discussing the subject of a warning system. Note they refused to accept federal funds from Biden's commie government. The tragedy exemplifies all that's wrong with the GOP, both nationally and locally and nationally. I mean, it's just on and on. The stories just keep coming, right?
Oh,
FEMA removed dozens of Camp Mystic buildings from the flood map. It's in a place called Flash Flood Alley.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And you know, if you watch that the meeting from I guess it was a year ago or 2 years ago when they were talking about whether or not to accept money from the federal government for a warning system, and they're sitting there saying, oh well, then, you know, they will essentially, the Biden administration will own us and we will be beholden to them, and you know, I can't do any, and it was like dude, just build the freaking warning system. Who the hell cares where you're getting the money?
Yeah.
Just do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, okay, so you'd rather take money from a rapist. All right, well, all right, that, you know, good on you. Your moral compass is really intact.
Yeah, thank you. And you also retweeted about, what's his name? FEMA Acting Administrator David Richardson finally visited Texas. Mm-hmm. That was more than a week after the deadly floods. And you just said, dude looks like the odd man out at a 1970s Key Party after angrily masturbating on the host's drapes. You know, that seems...
Wow.
Yeah. Did you see the photo of him?
Yes.
The photo of him?
Yes.
With the buttons down to nearly to down between his man boobs and a gold chain, I think, on. And
it makes me feel like you have angrily masturbated on someone's drapes, but I don't need that story this morning.
Who among us hasn't?
Oh, okay.
You cast the first stone.
That's just...
Sometimes you just need to swab off on the closest
fabric.
Stop.
Oh, gross. Ew.
Especially if you're at a key party.
Bella,
right.
You're at a boys. Thank you,
Bella. I mean, I'm sorry, it's not just the boys that need to swab off.
That's right.
I have never swabbed off on someone's curtains. All right, listen. You retweeted Mark.
Maybe not their drapes, but never mind.
I'm glad we got you to admit that, Stephanie.
Boys. Okay. Oh, you quoted Kristi Noem, who's saying they aren't just liberals anymore. If you look at the Democrat Party, they're a party of communists and Marxists and socialists. And you just said, when we get back in power, let's redistribute their wealth just to show them what actual communism looks like. I mean, right? It happens every time, every judge. Oh, some communist judge. It's just, nobody here is a communist. It's just insane.
Yeah. Hey, you want to say, didn't you just put in the bill free money to rural hospitals from the government? That's socialistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
If, by my definition, by, you know, the actual definition, if you've ever read an economics textbook.
Yeah. By the way, you retweeted, next to the footage of the ICE raid at a farm in California, Fetterman on Fox News defends ICE, but says, I don't want to go after hardworking workers. And you just said who we thought Fetterman was, Mamdani actually is. Yeah, I mean, I'm done guessing what's up with Fetterman, but it's just, you know, I can tell you how, you know, and again, that raid, the guy just died. So, tell me again how ICE are the victims, right?
Whenever a Democrat goes on Fox, unless they are, you know, even Pete Buttigieg, they are walking in, they are giving aid and comfort to the enemy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you are disagreeing with them and trying to argue with them, that's just what they want. That's kibble to them.
Last one, you, Mark, tweeted, the Associated Press beclowns itself with this horse story about how Trump is a changed man since the assassination attempt. AP quotes Roger Stone, convicted of lying to Congress, as saying Trump thinks he was spared by God for the purpose of restoring the nation to greatness. What crap? And you just said Trump went from being a total hole to being a total hole who thinks God wants him to be a total hole, which makes him more of a hole. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's just that whole thing was so offensive. It's like God wanted that fireman to die behind him, right?
Yeah. And, you know, whenever one of his cabinet members was on ABC yesterday with Jonathan Carl trying to defend, the tariffs on Brazil. That issue aside, the guy just kept going on about, this is how we bring about a golden age. We're going to bring about a golden age. And I'm like, just shut up. Shut up and just do things.
Yeah.
Stop talking about golden ages and perfection and everything like that. And God granted, you know, Trump the ability to do whatever. Just shut up and do your friggin' jobs.
Yeah. The whole thing is a reality TV show. I mean, Trump complimented, what's his name? Rapey Keg Breath, what's his name, on a great TV appearance. He wasn't even on Fox, but they must have played some old clip. He said Kristi Noem did a great job on the floods because she saw her on TV. It's just, the whole thing is, none of them are doing their jobs. They're all on TV for an audience of one.
America is the hottest nation right now. Where? What is this ranking? Where is the Nielsen ratings for nations that says that we're the hottest nation right now?
Yeah.
Like, just shut up.
I hear your drapes are calling out to you. They look lonely. Look lonely.
Yeah.
See ya.
They are looking a little sexy right now.
All right. Goodbye, you rude pundit. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, if you're tossing and turning all night, and why wouldn't you be? If you have a functioning brainstem, you're like, what the? All you got to watch is 20 seconds of news. Ah. CB Distillery, right? We got our tincture, we got our gummies, we got our, I did 37 miles, a lot of climbing this weekend to Palos Verdes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, I needed my CBD relief stick. It works like a magic. It's not that stuff that just like freezes it and like covers it up. It actually works deep into your muscles. I can feel it. If you're struggling with sleep, stress, or another health concern, you haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CBD from CB Distillery for a limited time. 25% off your entire purchase. That's CBDistillery.com. The promo code is Stephanie. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county And just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock, HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another delay for the Madison Public Market. It's been in the works for years now. The goal is to have separate vendors all throughout the market who can build their client base and build their own businesses. Construction is underway on First Street, where the market will be. At one point, it was supposed to open this month. And at the last update, organizers plan to open November 1st. Now, organizers say finalizing leases and construction delays have set them back further. They're planning for a grand opening in early 2026. And it's a busy weekend in Madison. There's Art Fair on the Square downtown tomorrow and Sunday. More than 500 artists will participate, showing and selling their work. You can find anything from paintings to clothes to musical instruments. Sponsored by the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, this is the 67th year of the event. It's free, and about 200,000 people attend every year. But Art Fair is kicking the farmers market off the Capitol Square for the weekend. Instead, the Dane County Farmers Market will be at Bree Stevens Field on Saturday. The hours are a little different, too. It's from 7 a.m. to noon, so it ends an hour and 45 minutes earlier than it usually does on the square. You'll want to park in a garage nearby because all the streets surrounding Bree Stevens will have parking reserved for the vendors. And there are lots of other events around the city this weekend. That means lots of road closures, too. Fête de Marquette began yesterday, so there are some road closures around McPike Park. There are multiple stages with live performances, DJs, even karaoke. Fête de Marquette runs through Sunday. Plus, there's the Gospel 5K and 10K tomorrow. Dane Street along Penn Park will be closed from 6 a.m. to 2 in the afternoon. Meanwhile, if you want to check out one of our local beaches this weekend, the only ones that are closed because of bacteria are Esther Beach and Willows Beach. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 87 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny, high in the upper 80s with a few scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The Big Beautiful Bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be back from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair and the world headquarters of Madison, taking a look at the weekend headlines and looking ahead to our next road trip with Jane Matinere. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Right now, during the Verlo Mattress Clearance Sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 9 people killed, 30 taken to the hospital after a fire at an assisted living facility in Fall River, Massachusetts, south of Boston. Mayor Paul Coogan says in addition to those casualties, 5 firefighters were also hurt.
Fire department, police, DMS, everybody did a 5-star job, doing their best they could to rescue as many people. They worked some more, and they saved a lot of people's lives tonight.
When the firefighters arrived, people were hanging out windows looking for help. More rain in Texas Hill Country hampering the search for some of the more than 160 people still missing after the 4th of July flash flooding. The death toll from the floods stands at 132 people. A church in Lexington, Kentucky, the scene of a deadly shooting on Sunday, the gunman killing 2 women before he was shot and killed by police. Police say the gunman had shot a state trooper, stole a car, and drove to the church where he is believed to have had connections to at least 2 of the victims. This is ABC News.